steps to put the promises of God in act in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. The sword. And speaking of the graduation, it's reminding me, towards the end of the month of June, we hope to have some sort of Friends and Family Day. And so we also want to recognize the children, again, for all their accomplishments. So those here and those watching online, again, begin to gather as you've done through the years, gather to some of the awards and some of the accomplishments that the children have done. We'll endeavor to recognize them on that weekend as well, the last weekend of June. And still, man, I was looking at the calendar. These kids are not done until that day after. They got one more day of school, June, I think, 27, somewhere in there. And so the last Sunday is the 26th. I said, man, torture. And so hang in there, young man, hang in there. So we look at that. And so we think about that, how that, and so we want to recognize them. So get your parents out there watching tonight, here tonight. Get your awards. They've done so much through the year. We want to recognize, again, those that have done great things. Again, not everything out there is negative. There's some good accomplishments being done as well. Amen. But the sword, you think about the sword. And the Apostle Paul's, we've been running complete victory. We've been talking about total breakthrough in 2022. And one of the ways is to have breakthrough is victory. Again, declaring victory and to really get to that place where God really wants us to be. We'll, again, should never be satisfied until we reach that land in glory, that place in glory. We'll never really be happy all the way until we with Jesus once and for all. But until then, however, we can continue to strive to get better, strive to continue to be better Christians, better believers, better men and women, husbands, wives, children, whoever we may be, again, to do better. And victory in our lives are over every aspect of our lives, whether it's spiritually, most importantly, mentally, physically, just to get better in all aspects of our lives. And a lot of times to get better, it's going to take a fight, isn't it? It takes a fight. Takes a fight, whether you're trying to lose weight, man, it's a fight. Man, I got to lose this weight. And you say, man, I don't feel like it is. Them cookies are calling me right now. Those cookies are calling me right now. And on and on and on. Battles are, I need to study this. I need to read this. But again, the battles, again, they come against anything worth having. It's going to take a fight. So anything, whether it's spiritually, again, your soul, making it to heaven, again, whether it's, again, just natural things as well, it takes a fight to get there. And no doubt the Apostle Paul was relating to the church, the Christians here today, and as you read that for them and even us today, it's still relevant that we are in a fight tonight. We're in a fight, and we must be ready for the fight. And the Apostle Paul, and through his words, again, from the word of God, begin to prepare men and women for the fight, and not just to be fighting, but we can win the fight as well. Amen. Not just to fight, as he, I like what he said, I don't want to be just beating the air, swinging and doing these different things, but I want to land some punches and win in my life, amen? Because again, we see the warfare that we're in, and so we must continue to keep our spiritual guards up as well. Spiritual guards up, as we mentioned how God has been blessing the mighty way, and the tennis is on and on an upward trajectory. As many women begin to get more confidence coming back out to the services on the weekend, and so we look at that again, and so we must realize and keep our guards up for the fight that happens. So that old statement says, when God is blessing, the devil's gonna be messing. How many know that? When God is ready to bless, and when God is moving in a mighty way, we've all seen it. Get ready, because the devil's gonna mess. The devil will mess. He will mess up and try to mash up the blessings and the joy and the moving of God. There will be battles. There will be big ones. There will be little ones. More battles. Some battles are more than others. But again today, God shows us how, and some may be greater than others, but God shows us through his word that we can win the battle in our lives. And so, again, the enemy will come every day, and there will come a day when he will unleash, seem like everything that comes your way. Man, where is this coming from? Where is that coming from? Why is this happening? Because he's throwing a kitchen sink at you. But you know, that's why the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Why? So you can overcome the wiles of the devil. Amen. You must have thick skin. Amen. You must be able to tolerate. You must be able to fight through, press through, again, all the challenges of life. And that's why Paul was preparing the church. And again, he prepared the Christians to be armed up, ready to fight. And not only just to receive the blows, but we can give some blows back as well as we go forward here in the services. You think about it, we covered in Revelation just this past Bible study about how the enemy, he's angry with mankind. He's angry because mankind is God's greatest creation. God, we are in the image of God. Bible says we were made in his likeness. Genesis 1:26, talking about how he said, let us make man in our image. And so as he did this, naturally you became the enemy. He can't beat God. He can't fight God. He can't really win against God. So what he would do, he would go after the one that he feels like he can win against. And so the scripture tells us that naturally for many years, he was able to win. And he's winning in hearts and souls of men and women as we speak right now. But Jesus, when he comes into the life, he equips us to where we can now win over the challenges of our lives. And so we've been going through various things here in the Word of God. We share with you about tribulation. We share with you about distresses, things that will stress you out, persecution and famine, again, against hardships in your life. All these different points. Go back and listen to the videos. Again, we have them sorted out there, part 1 through 7 now. And so, and even nakedness, again, shame or whatever it may be, and perils we covered a few weeks ago about dangers in this world. And so he was preparing them for the things that you will face in life. In church today, we must be armed. Amen. And what did he say? The greatest thing to be forewarned so you can be armed. Amen. Something to that effect. And so Paul began to let us know, hey, unless you become a Christian, get ready, because there will be battles that come your way. And so the one we want to give you tonight is about the sword. Yesterday they went through persecution. They went through trials. They were thrown in jail for the gospel's sake. And I shared with them, and I said, man, you know what? We had it pretty good. Amen. But we've got it pretty good. And this really can be dangerous as well. Because when we have it good, again, the church gets lazy. When we have it good, again, we feel like there's no fight. And so, naturally, I believe as many times they were in the fire. They were in the fight. And as I believe, they were able to do so much for the kingdom of God because of the battles. We're not crying for battles. Amen, God. We're not looking for these extra battles. But if it comes, no doubt it made them touch Christians. Thank God for the early church. Amen. Because if they did not stand, if they did not stand for what was right, if they did not stand for the cause of Christ, where would we be today? And brothers and sisters, in your life as well, God needs you to stand as well. Because in the fight that you are in, somebody coming behind you and I is going to need to know the gospel. Somebody behind you and I, they're going to need some fighters. God's going to need some warriors out there. Amen. God is looking for fighters. We shared with you months ago. God is looking for warriors to where you can stand strong for your family. You can stand strong for the community. You can stand strong for those that don't know Christ. And so you can be one that will stand the guard and stand, again, watchman for the loss of men and women to where they can go out and win again. And so we continue to have to stand and fight, church. The Bible says the enemy will make war with the saints, as we share with you in Revelation the other day. The Bible says the enemy will come and make war with the saints in the last days. They were in the time of tribulation. But even now he's making war with the saints. The Bible says, but they overcame him. The Bible says by the blood, Revelation 12, the Bible says they overcame. How? Through the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for the blood today. Thank God for the blood, that blood that was shed on the old rugged cross. That blood, no doubt, that enemy thought that with the sword and with the nails, that they thought they were winning when they crucified Christ, but not realizing that their own sword and those own nails that they gave, that they used, would turn around and be our blessing today. Amen. The blood that was shed by Jesus Christ gives us the victory. Amen. Through, again, his precious blood tonight. Bible says in the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony is another way to overcome the sword. Through the mouth, amen. We got to use our mouth, church, amen. You got to use your mouth. The Bible says out of the heart, the mouth speaketh, amen. Out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so what do we have down in our hearts tonight? And the key is, in order to win the sword, the sword fight, we must take on the word of God, church, amen. You must take on the word of God. Let the word of God live down on the inside of you. And so many of them, naturally, they will use the word of God. And brothers and sisters, today we need to use that word and speak the word and believe believe the word. Amen. Against the enemy of our soul. Speak it against the attacks of your soul. Speak it against the enemy, the devil. He hates the word of God. Does he know that? The devil hates the word of God. And so naturally through the word of the testimony of how good God is, you testify and say, man, God is good in spite of. God is mighty in spite of. Through the word of God, God, you brought me out one time. You'll bring me out again. God, you provided for me before. You provide for me again. God, you protected me before. God, you'll protect me again. The word of your testimony, amen. The word of God today, let it be in your life today. You say, I don't have a testimony. Well, get a testimony starting tonight. You say, on that Thursday night, Jesus, I gave my life to Jesus. My life was a mess. My life was all ruined. But one day that preacher told me about the Savior of the world. And he equipped me with what I needed, no doubt, to live and have victory in my life. There's a battle for your soul. The soul, no doubt, the soul of mankind is the battle for it. But you say, you know what? I refuse to lose my soul tonight. I refuse to die and go to hell. You tell your flesh the same thing. I refuse to let my flesh take me to hell. I refuse, no doubt, to lose my soul. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world but to lose his own soul? There's a battle for the souls of man. And God is looking for men and women that will pray. That will pray again for the lost, for your own soul and for your loved ones, friends, even total strangers. For the souls, there's a battle and a rage going on. The devil likes to fight. He likes to fight. The Bible, it reminded me of that verse where he said he even fought over the bones of Moses. Can you imagine that? They was having war. The demonic spirits and the angels were fighting against the God of the Michael and the archangels. They were fighting over the bones of Moses. The enemy, again today, why? Because again, even perhaps he was going to try to denigrate try to make shame of Moses' bones. We don't know. The Bible says for the soul, for your health. Amen. Again, for your family, even for your marriage. The enemy will try to take a sword and divide all these different things. He'll try to take a sword and ruin your life, ruin your home. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. The Bible says to the neighbor, and so this sword is a big sword that he wields around, trying to cut short lives. Every day, men and women are dying, going to hell, lost without God. Our youth tonight, we continue to pray for our youth. I still believe there's hope for our youth. Amen. As we continue to hit the streets, God help us hit the streets and interfere and no doubt be going there and be one that will stand in the gap against the warfare of men. Mankind. It's a sword that he brings to all men and women. He again, why to see men and women cut off from Almighty God? You see that sword, again, that sword of sin. We'll focus here for a second here. The sword of sin, it does what? It separates man from God. It cut man off from the access or that relationship that he had with God. That relationship that Adam had was cut off due to sin. Amen, but we've seen so for centuries now, thousands of years, there's been a separation. But thank God for Jesus, able to mend the separation. Jesus came, no doubt as his word tells us, came to give his life, to release the captive, to mend the brokenhearted, no doubt to reunite man, to reconcile man back to God. That separation, you don't have to remain separated tonight. Believe God's word and what he said he would do. No doubt he says, if you would come to me, no doubt he says, I will be that mediator between God and man. No doubt he is the man Christ Jesus tonight. And no doubt he's come to unite you back to our heavenly Father. The Bible says in Luke 22:31, the Bible says the Lord was speaking to Simon. The Bible says, again, the enemy, he warned Simon Peter about what the enemy was trying to do. The Bible says, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He was telling the disciples, he says, watch out, because the enemy is wanting to divide you. The enemy wants to divide the church. He wants to break up what the church is doing. He wants to break up, again, we said, homes, communities, races. The enemy does all of that. Amen. Thank God we look around this room, there's races. from all walks of life. Amen. People from all walks of life. North America, South America, Pacific Islands. There's a little bit of Pacific Island in here. Amen. A little bit of everything, you know. Amen. But thank God for that. Amen. But you go and think about it. How did God, the Bible says how he brings us together, because the enemy comes to destroy and divide. The kids was talking about this the other day. The young man who he shut up all those people in Buffalo. And he was taught to hate black people. He was taught to hate somebody from another race. And that was nothing but the devil down in his heart. Sin and listening to the wrong voice. Naturally, no doubt, he somehow, some way cut off communication somewhere down the lineage, whether it was through his parents or through him. Naturally, the cutting off the communication with God. Somehow the message of Jesus Christ was being blocked or cut off from him. To where maybe he had an opportunity to serve God and live for Christ. And to still even think, well, he's still alive tonight. Young man, if you ever get this video, there's still an opportunity for you to be saved. Amen. There's still an opportunity for you to be saved. Those that are hurt by those families and those victims of those families, that's the same. Tonight, if you're hurting tonight, God can help you tonight. God can heal you tonight. Amen. Because, again, that's what the enemy come to do. What? To steal, kill, and destroy. And oftentimes he uses a sword, again, to divide. And no doubt, obviously, to conquer. But the Bible tells us that he says he came to sift thee, but he said, I pray for thee. He says, Simon, I pray for you. Church, today Jesus is interceding for us tonight. He's interceding for us. He says, I pray for you that your faith does not fail. To have complete victory in your life over the sword, you cannot lose the faith tonight. You must have faith. No, he says, as a grain of a mustard seed. But no doubt in your heart and your soul, don't let your faith waver. Don't let your faith be cut off. Believe God all the way through. Believe God through the thick and through the thin. Trust Jesus all the way through the storm. Trust Jesus all the way through the rain. Trust Jesus when the storm is rough. Trust Jesus. Don't cut off your faith line. Don't cut off your prayer line. Talk to God. He can bring you through anything tonight. He said, Simon, I pray that your faith will not fail. He says, no doubt when I'll convert and strengthen the brethren. My friend, if you have not been converted, my friend, tonight's your night to be converted. Begin to be converted and switch it off to where now I become a believer in Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us we move on. The Bible says, be not afraid of the battle as well. There will be a sword, but fear God. The Bible says, be not afraid of them that is able to kill the body. Naturally, he was warning them about a persecution that would come. And just that same weekend, last weekend, they went in there and shot up a church. It was in California. Taiwanese church. A Chinaman went in there and shot him up because he hated the Taiwanese. And so you begin to see there will be persecution and it's coming. No, actually, as the time runs on. But he said, don't be afraid of them, they but kill the body. And even as you live your day, like whether it's persecution or just an average Joe, don't be afraid of the one that's able to kill the body. He says, but I'm not able to kill the soul. You see, a knife can take me out. A gun can take me out. Accident can take you out. But you know what? It can't kill the soul. The soul lives on forever and ever and ever and ever. And it's what you do with your soul tonight. Don't cut off what I'm saying tonight. Don't cut off the video tonight. Don't cut off the message tonight. Then the devil say, well, turn it off now. Shut off the video. Shut it off. Don't listen to what he's saying tonight. Focus on your soul tonight. Focus on your eternal destination tonight. He said, but rather fear him that is able to destroy both body and soul in hell tonight. He said, if you're going to fear anything, fear God tonight. You see, what's being cut off is a fear for God. There's no fear for God. The reverence for God is dwindling fast, as the scripture says, and it will do in the last days. a dwindling of the fear of God and a reverence for God. And naturally, yeah, that's one of the signs of the time to know we're in the last days. And so that's why we said, as many we shared with you last week, listen to a bunch of things. That's why our government, our society is not afraid to pass laws and do things. And why? Because the fear and reverence for God. Some things used to be tabooed back in the day. But now it's no longer. I'm not going to keep harping on, but again, it used to be a shame to be gay. Everybody, I'll make it through YouTube on this one. But they used to be ashamed to be gay. They're going to send the social police out there. But they used to be ashamed to be gay. But now it's openly. Why? Because the Bible says so. Again, it says in the last days it's going to be just as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. But not only that, but it's not even just that one sin. There's no shame. I remember I shared with you years ago. I stay with me. Back in the 90s, this is just in the 90s. 1996. It was brand new coming from Germany, me and my wife. Went to the Latin Camelot apartment on Steel Street. And the lady said, hey, are you guys married? I said, yeah. She said, no, I need to see your license. She said, yeah. I said, wow, hey. She said, they wouldn't even let us move in together if she didn't see a marriage license. And this is just 20 years ago, 25, 26 years ago. Amen. Oh, yeah, yeah, almost, ooh, man, almost 30. We're pushing 30 now, my math. 1995 is 30 years ago, three more years. Yeah. But think about this, how things have declined. Things have declined. And so we find because there's no morality. So naturally, again, there was one time before my age, alcohol was banned. It wasn't allowed at certain times. It was forbidden. And then on Sundays, it was definitely after 6 o'clock. Yeah, this is my day. They couldn't wait to after 6. They're going to go to the liquor store and go down to Shawnee Park. Give me a cup. Well, I said me, but you know. Hey, man. Yeah, it was me. Hey, man, make sure you get 2 bags of ice cup, and we're going to get these pints after 6 o'clock. What time, man? We got to wait. But it was why? Because there was a reverence. They couldn't sell beer, nothing like that, on a Sunday because there was a reverence for God. But we find, he says, but we see in the decay of our generations, decay, why? And so naturally there's no fear, anything goes, especially here in New York City. But we see, he says, don't fear them that are able to kill the body. And so naturally people are more afraid of the cops. They're more afraid of the criminal than they are God. And so we see today, he says, don't be afraid of them that's able to kill the body, but be afraid of the one that's able to take body and soul again into hell. My friend, today there needs to be a fear for eternal destination, whether it's heaven or hell. Church, today, make up in your mind tonight, I want to go to heaven, church, today. And you can go to heaven. Christ has made a way today. And naturally, we want to continue to get the message out that Jesus saves, Jesus loves you, Jesus is able to deliver today. Let this message ring down in your heart tonight. Don't cut it off when God deals with your heart, when God is sending you Christians and people your way. Again, listen to the voice of God. Listen to the Spirit of God. God is trying to get a hold of us today. The Bible says, don't sear our conscience. I'm going to move on. We're talking about complete victory over the sword. And so with that point being made about eternal life, get complete victory and make up in your mind, I'm going to heaven. Can everybody, at least in the sound here today, make up in your mind, I don't care what comes my way, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to make sure, as Reverend Kinsey used to say, if I got to ride the altar all the way to glory, if I got to stay on my knees, I'm going to heaven. My friend today, make that your plan and your prayer tonight, amen, to make sure that you're saved, ready to go, amen, and meet God. And don't wait. Until you get old and gray. We may not make it till we're old and gray. But a complete victory over the sword. I'll give you a few more as we close. The Bible says there was a young man named David. A little boy named David. The Bible says that he was a shepherd boy. And the Bible says there was a great enemy. They was always fighting. Fighting the gods again. Israel reminded. Again was the promised children of God. And naturally the enemy. The devil knew this. And so that's why they always at war. That's why they even at war as we speak now today. Why our countries are planning and plotting it all the time. To destroy Israel. Because again the enemy wants to destroy them. And so naturally the Philistines was one of the enemies. Of the children of Israel. And there was a young man named David. The Bible talks about this shepherd boy. And he went out to battle. Or his brothers went out to the fight. And naturally, his father was concerned about his brother's welfare. And so he sent David, the youngest of the boys. He said, go out there and check on your brothers and see what's going on out there in the field. And so naturally, David went out there and he checked on his brothers and he heard all this clamoring and he saw all this fear. He saw the armies afraid. And wait a minute, he said, wait a minute, aren't we the armies of Israel? What's going on in this place? And so actually, the Bible says he saw Goliath, this great giant, again, and so we find he spoke great boastings. He spoke great words. He had a big mouth, amen. He had a big mouth and the biggest and baddest dude. He was a bully, amen, on the battlefield. Naturally, because he was a giant, bigger than everyone else. And the Bible says that David heard this. And naturally, when he heard this, he wasn't afraid because he knew the God of heaven. He knew the God of heaven. The Bible says when he was a shepherd boy, he just did what? He killed the lion and the bear. He, no doubt, tried to protect the sheep. He protected the sheep of his father's flock. And the Bible says, and so when he went out there, he says, hey, what's going on? And they begin to tell him, whoever defeats Goliath, he says, they will receive an award, reward. And not only wasn't even for the reward, but he went out there and he says, I'll fight Goliath. I'll fight Goliath. And my friend today, the Bible says, his brothers laughed at him, and no doubt, others doubted and feared, even Goliath, when he saw him coming. He says, man, why y'all sending me this child, this boy? But you see, the key is he had God in his life. Amen. He naturally, Goliath, the Bible says, had a sword. The Bible says he had a sword. He had a spear. He had all his great armor and all his great gear. Naturally, he was out there huffing and puffing. And the Bible says that David, I saw Goliath, and he's beginning to speak to him. And even Goliath said, why are you bringing this child out here to me? He said, I'm going to shred you up and throw you to the birds. Yeah, James. And the Bible says, and so David approached him. The Bible says, to the Philistine, thou art comest to me with sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts tonight. He says, the God of the armies of Israel that thou hast defied, this is the day the Lord will deliver thee into my hands. I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. He began to speak, amen, with boldness, amen. Speaking the word of God, speaking what God laid in his heart, his testimony, amen. He says, you know, I'm going to testify about what God's about to do to you. And in your life, you begin to testify and say, wait a minute, I know my God's going to come through. I know my God's going to do it. Perhaps he was just speaking from his heart, saying, you know what, I'm just going to trust God through it all. Amen. Why? We share with earlier, they overcame by the word of their testimony. The Bible says this is the day that the Lord will deliver you into my hands. And I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air. He said, I'm going to flip it around. I'm going to give you to the birds. Flip that thing around on the devil. He has a sword. We're going to use his sword against him. Amen. Amen. I'm going to use this sword against you, devil. Amen. What would turn out to be my hurt, I'm going to make it out for my good, is what Joseph said. Remember that? And he says, Joseph, his brothers tried to hurt him. Again, but he said, it turned out for my good. And so naturally, David was going to take the enemy's sword eventually and use it to destroy the enemy of our soul. The Bible says that this is the day I will feed it to the fowls of the air. And the Bible says in verse 14, 1 Samuel 17:48, and it came to pass when the Philistines arose, he said he drew nigh to meet David. And David hasted, the Bible says, and ran towards to the army to meet the Philistines. Don't run, but run towards, amen, our enemies today. We have the good search today. We have everything we need to overcome. We have the power of Almighty God. And the Bible says, and David put his hand in the bag and took a stone in the sling and smote the Philistine in his forehead. So he took that sling, and he began to take that thing and threw it, and it lies right there in the forehead of the enemy. And the Bible says it sunk, and he fell upon his face on the earth, making the devil fall flat. Amen. The power of God, amen. Today you begin to make the devil's plans fall flat. You begin to speak the word of God. Trust Jesus tonight and overcome, amen, the challenges of your life through the power of his word. You believe, you read this scripture, you read the Bible throughout from Genesis to Revelation. Use this word to help empower you to overcome the sword that we face. The Bible goes on and says, and David prevailed. David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and smote the Philistine. The Bible says, and then he went up to him and took his sword. He took Goliath's sword. The Bible says he took Goliath's sword and took it off and cut his head off with the very sword he planned on killing David with. Amen. And so we see here today, therefore ran David. David ran, and the people, and the Bible says, and he killed him. And the Bible says, and when the Philistines saw the champion was dead, they fled. The devil will flee. Amen. Every time when we exercise the power of God. Amen. The bigger, he may have bigger, God's sword is bigger tonight. We speak the word of God. The Bible says his word in Hebrews chapter 4. I'm going to get you guys out of here. The word of God is quick and powerful. That's what Hebrews tells us. The word of God is quick and it's powerful. It'll do the job in a moment. You start speaking the word, it'll do the job in a moment. You start reading the word, it causes things to decimate out of our own minds. The lies start decimating. You know what? Thank God. You know what? God knows. God can see. And I mean, that's why it's so important to stay in the word of God. Amen. Stay sharp in the word of God. The Bible says, and is able to divide the son of the soul, spirit, and the joints of mind, and discern of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. As we close up tonight, we must stick to the word for good success, as we shared with you about Joshua this Sunday. Good success. Why? He says, don't turn to the right or to the left, but stick to my word. And you'll win every time. The battles that Joshua faced, they're naturally going to have to face some Philistines as well. They were naturally going to have to face the Amalekites and all these other folks. But every time, they was able to see victory all the way to the promise. This last one I'm going to give you is about Jesus. The Bible says he was fasting and praying for 40 days and 40 nights. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and prayed. And I shared with you before about when you're trying to do something spiritual, watch out, the devil's coming. When you're trying to do and beginning to what the enemy sees us elevating, the enemy sees us growing, the enemy sees things happening, be prepared because the enemy is coming. The Bible says, and he said, afterwards he hungered. Naturally, Jesus hungered after 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible says, and then the tempter came. Now it says, he says, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made of bread. He tempted us. Church today, cut off the temptation. If there's temptation coming and it enters in all of our minds, it does all of us. Cut it off. Get that thing out of my mind in the name of Jesus. That's why we have the helmet of salvation. But sometimes it slips underneath the helmet. It's like, get that thing out of here. Take that thing. Hold on. Get that out of here. Let me put that helmet back on. He said today, and so it would creep in. And so naturally, he tempted him in temptation. Church today, you can have victory over temptation. The Bible says we are tempted, he says, and we're drawn away because of our own lust. If we want it bad enough, we go after it. But today, I pray today, God, help each one of us, no doubt, to resist temptation. Resist the temptation. The Bible says, and the devil will flee. He said, and he answered, it's written, man shall not live by bread. How did he answer the challenges? He says, because it is written. He went back to the sword, which is the word of God. He went back to the sword and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The sword of the word, he used the word to fight the enemy. The Bible says, then he took him to a holy city, a holy city, and set him on a pinnacle as we friends. Come on up. He tried to take him to a place. He tried to take him to a high place. He had to cut that off and naturally and try to show him. He said, I'll give you all of this. I'll give you everything. He's he talked about how tempting God to do things to step in and tempting his heavenly father. He says, no, it is written. It is written again. Now I'm going to go through all of it. And the Bible went on to say the final time, he took him to a seat in high mountain. That's what I was trying to bring you to. And the Bible says in the kingdom, all the kingdoms and everything you can imagine. He offered him all the kingdoms. That's the power of Satan. That's why the Bible says he's the prince of this world, prince of the power of the air, and he rules right now, running to and fro. And naturally, we say God is in control, but the enemy's running to and fro. And the Bible says he took him and gave him power. He gave him power. He was offered him power, I should say. The Bible says, and he says, and all of his glory and all the riches you can imagine, probably offered him all of the women, anything. He says, look at all this. I give it all to you, Jesus. But the Bible says, and Jesus said, it is written again. It is written, naturally. And he went on and said this. He went on and says, get thee hence, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. He says, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. If the enemy's trying to get you to serve anything else, no, cut it off. If he's trying to persuade you to do something different, no, say, no, I'm going to serve the living God. No, I cannot listen to the enemy of my soul tonight. Cut it off by the word of God. Cut off that conversation with the devil. Cut off friends. Cut off temptation. Cut off whatever needs to be cut off by the word of God. Cut off pride. Cut off things again that will come into our hearts and our souls to try to separate us from God tonight. He says, cut it off by the sword of his word tonight. And then the devil leaveth him, and the angels came and ministered unto him. And the Bible, another writer say, he leaveth him for a season. So you got to keep that sword out. You got to keep that thing close. And be saying, so I'm not going to put my sword down until I receive my robe and crown. I'm not going to put it down. I got to pull that thing out again. Keep that thing sharp. Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. If there's any disobedience tonight, if there's not any unwillingness, say, God, let me cut it off. I'm willing to serve you, God. I'm willing to follow you. I'm willing, I know, God, because you have the answers. Whom shall we go to? Where else can we go? Where else can we go? You have the words of life. You are the everlasting God. You're the only one that can make me happy. You're the only one that can give me joy. You're the only one that really satisfies my soul. You're the only one that can save me. You're the only one that really looks out for my good. Spiritually speaking, you're the only one that really, really, really is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Don't cut that off, my friend today. Don't cut off the hand that's reaching out to help you. Don't cut off the hand that feeds you every day. Don't take that for granted. No, you get fed every day because of God. The air that you breathe, don't cut it off. We give glory to God. The job that you have, really, again today, God gives you the ability through health and through strength. Don't cut off. Realize where it's coming from. No doubt, don't cut off the hand of mercy. It's reaching out to each of us. The enemy would try to do that. But today, say, no, I'm going to join hands with the Almighty God. I'm going to join hands with the Lord, my God. I'm going to cleave to the sword of his word. I'm going to cleave to him who is the word. Amen. The Bible says in John, Jesus is the word. The word was made flesh. He is that word. Cleave to it. The sword of Almighty God. My friend today, as we bow our heads in reverence to God today, my friend today, Jesus came to give his life for you. He came that you can win. He came that you can have victory. The enemy took the sword and actually pierced him in his side with it. The enemy, no doubt, tried to destroy him via the nails on the cross. But you know what? He overcame. Naturally, it was to our benefit that we could be saved tonight. Jesus came, man. He loves you tonight. Don't cut off God's love from you. Don't cut off the Spirit of the Lord. Don't cut off the Word of God from reaching down to your heart tonight. If you'll simply accept him, if you don't know him tonight, accept him as Lord and Savior of your life. Accept him while it's still time to say, you know, I'm going to give my life to Jesus tonight. I'm going to give my life to the Lord Almighty God. Believe on him tonight. And make this your prayer. Say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. These sins that have separated me from you. Forgive me. Wash me clean by your precious blood. I believe that you are the Son of Almighty God. And God, tonight I accept what you've done on the cross for me. You died. You rose again. Went to hell for me. That I didn't have to go. And I say thank you tonight, God. I accept you into my heart and my soul. I accept you as Lord and Savior in my life. My friend today, and from this day forward, make this your prayer, I'll serve you. I'll push all things else to the side, and Lord, let me make you and your will my ultimate life. And no doubt fulfill your plan in my heart. My friend today, make that your prayer. Give your life to Christ tonight. And come on and join the winning side of where he says, I'll make you more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Tonight you can conquer. That prayer helps you conquer a lot of things. Now you're beginning to make a commitment to Christ. Make a connection with Christ. Salvation in Christ. Now you're in his hands. no longer in the hands of the enemy. Bible says, I would not, no one would be able to pluck you out of my hands tonight. And we thank God for that tonight. Tonight, for the believer tonight, let's continue to go to war. Go to war. Let's take our swords and go to war for souls, for your own personal life, for the souls of mankind. Let's intercede and stand be in the gap for the city. Stand in the gap for your loved ones, your children. Stand in the gap for our wives and for your husbands. If you have a husband, for getting your neighbors, your nieces, your parents, whoever it may be, God needs us to help fight against the battles the man is facing every day. Pray for the city. Pray for our country. God needs warriors to intercede, to go into the battlefield, the harvest field. Pull men and women out the fire. God help us. God, to go to battle for the kingdom of God. The Bible says we can overcome with his word and with his sword tonight. Let's all find a place to pray. As you begin to sing as unto the Lord tonight, let us begin to pray. Say, I'm going to overcome. As God says, the attacks of my life, I'm going to overcome them. The attacks to come, I'm overcoming them. The battles that raise, I'm overcoming them. By the word of Almighty God. By his power through the Holy Ghost tonight. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, do not leave without getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Tonight, this altar prayer is open tonight. Whatever you may need of, don't let God's blessings reaching out to you be cut off tonight. If you need power tonight, say, I'm tired of being powerless. I'm not going to let that be cut off. Tonight, connect with the power of God through the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire to where you can live in victory tonight. And Almighty God, tonight, if you need anything tonight, come to this altar of prayer. We can touch and agree on that thing. The enemy don't want you to come to the altar. The enemy says, you good. Stay where you're at. No. Let me get up. Let me disconnect from this seat and call on God. Let me stand to my feet and reach out to my God. Reach out by faith and seek his face. As we find a place to pray tonight, whatever it is, our God is willing, reaching out to you right now. Seek the Lord's face tonight. to come around and about this church. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for Jesus Christ. A sword and a buckler tonight. Our defense. And actually he gives you what you need as well. To defend yourself. Amen. To fight back. Fight back. Let's make the devil mad this weekend. Amen. Let's make him mad. How do I make him mad? Living for him. Praying. Reading your Bible. When you don't feel like reading your Bible. Being faithful, resisting temptation. Fight back. And go tell somebody about Jesus. Oh man, he goes crazy when you tell somebody about Jesus. When you begin to live for Christ and pray for somebody, begin today to do something for the kingdom of God. That's how we get back at the enemy of our soul. Amen. Fight back. Fight back. Amen. We're going to get up and serve the Lord our God. He says you've been made more than a conqueror. You will face challenges, but you can win through Christ Jesus. Talk about complete victory, church. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I pray. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday at 11 a.m. Again, come on out and be with us. Be praying with us. Again, as God to have his way in a mighty way. Amen. We're looking forward to what God's going to do. Reverend Josh, if you dismiss us in prayer, please. Bless you, folks. We'll see you.